Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. She's on the way next.
Fart Journal. Monday, 5:50 a.m. Wow. Just ripped a hat trick while walking into the studio.
Wow.
Today is going to be a great day.
Yeah. Oh,
6:42 a.m. Chick seems a little down today. I'll hold this one for another break and spring it on him in the green room. He'll love it.
I will.
7:06 a.m. Just stealthily lifted my right cheek. Hopefully Christy didn't notice. 7:07 a.m. She noticed. 9:25 a.m.
Whoa.
That one must have had a tailwind. I think I saw Bob's mustache twitch. 12:09 p.m., lunch with the guys, always fun.
Uh-huh.
Got one of my urgent phone calls, which allowed me an opportunity to crop dust the entire restaurant. Got back to the table. Mark had left early for some reason. 5:50 p.m., exciting moment in the grocery store just now.
Yeah.
I've never had one change pitch this way before. It sounded exactly like a British police car with that Doppler effect siren thing. Must call Chick. I'll text him to share the news. 2 a.m. Wow. Just had one so impressive I woke myself up all alone, but I still blamed it on the dog. Tomorrow is going to be a great day.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jess Hooker.
Hi.
She's here. There's Ace Cosby. Hey. Getting ready to slide into sexy time. Here's Willie Griswold.
If I leave, will you guys tell my dad on me, or can we just...
No.
No, you're good, man.
But for all of those watching, the Pat Godwin camera is now called the sausage camera. We
delicious.
Watched him deep throat a sausage.
I
didn't remember
it. Was
I bit
else.
It.
I hope you got to see that, Allie.
It was you bit it?
I
well,
missed
then,
it.
Then
I can't believe
training.
That. You did it wrong. So,
what are you working for, HGTV right now? What are you doing? Are you flipping a house?
Right? Kind of. My sister and I are setting up an Airbnb.
Oh,
oh all right.
That's exactly
yes.
what you need
I thought
to
they did that
of.
For you when you
yeah,
stayed.
Yeah, I thought so too. I didn't think you had to build your own.
We're building our own. Yeah, it's in Orlando too, which is we're going to miss Tom leaving today to go back to do shows in Pennsylvania. So I'll be missing Tom.
I don't know if missing's the correct word.
Escaping.
Boy, yeah.
Escaping,
ain't
Tom.
That the truth?
Avoiding. Yeah.
Saving yourself the worst Starbucks hangout of your life.
Now, Allie, what does Tom refer to this segment as?
Sexy time.
We're going to try to do our best to help out with some letters of regarding love and relationships. What do you have for us?
Absolutely. Dear Allie, my boyfriend wants me to move in with him, and I really want to, but his ex lived with him for a few years before. I told him if we move in together, I want to get a new bed. He says we can get a new bed if I pay for it, but he doesn't want to buy it since he thinks it's crazy. I told him I could have asked for a whole new apartment, and he's being crazy, and now we're in a big fight. What should I do?
Boy,
I don't think either one of them are wrong, right?
I kind of don't either. I could see her being a little skeeved out, but I could also see him going, what's the big deal?
Is the big deal? It's just a bed.
Yeah.
It's not like he's sleeping in the dirty sheets that she was on.
That's true. Maybe just get new sheets, but what about about all the other girls that have slept in that bed that you don't know about?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
About the nail marks.
Yeah. I mean, the wet spot's not there anymore.
If he brought that up in a fight,
right?
you're worried about my ex-girlfriend. Forget about all the other girls.
Yeah.
Chrissy, don't you get all new underwear when you
get new underwear? But I don't get a new bed every
right.
time I.
And the new underwear thing's more of a mental, emotional refresher, right?
Yeah. I think it's just. I think it's just respectful. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I always thought it was like a reward.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Like new boyfriend, new underwear.
Treat myself.
No. I don't know. I just have always done that.
Do you tell the boyfriend that you're going
to
have new
to.
Underwear?
They all know because it's a stupid radio show.
I hate the stupid radio show. You know?
Ideally, he would go, why not? Let's just get a new bed. But this doesn't really matter that much, ma'am.
No, it doesn't.
Also,
you need to let it go.
Expensive,
yeah,
dude.
beds are
very expensive. I mean, if you love your bed. I love my bed.
So
I mean, come on.
Get some new pillows. Get a mattress topper. Call it a day.
Exactly.
Right.
That's a good compromise.
In the middle. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to learn to compromise if you're gonna move in together.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's
true.
All right. It's
true. Next letter.
Yep.
Dear Allie, my sister is getting married and I absolutely hate the guy that she's marrying.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. She won't listen to any of my warnings. Should I now just object at the wedding?
No. Keep your mouth shut.
I've always wanted someone. You have to do this.
I don't. No. Me too. The chaos I've always wanted someone to.
Yeah. The chaotician in me says absolutely object at the wedding.
No. You know what? They don't ask that question anymore. I haven't been to a wedding where they've asked it.
It wasn't stand up and go, I know nobody asked, but.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Lemu, where the emu's getting married?
And, yes.
He goes, is there anybody here who wants to protest this marriage? And emu in the crowd goes, and the guy goes, not today, Kevin.
Yes.
Not today.
Yes.
So evidently, Kevin does that a lot.
All does it a lot. Yeah.
Bring Kevin to this wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is your sister. You can't.
This is her day. Like, this isn't for you.
No. The responsible answer is shut up.
Right. Yeah.
And just let them get married and
divorce.
But yeah. I really want you to cause a scene.
I think you should just go up to whoever's marrying them, the priest or their buddy, whatever it is, and just go, hey, are you going to do the thing where you ask if anyone opposes to this? And when are you going to do that?
Because
I want to see what his face looks like.
Right.
I want to know what happens when you even ask that question.
Yeah, make sure somebody's taping this. I want to see it.
They're
boy,
not.
This...
No, stop it, you guys. No.
What if this guy's a real jerk, though?
She'll find out. Let her find.
Maybe
not
she
her
should
job.
Go to her future brother-in-law and go, what's your deal, pal? Like... Knock it off.
Yeah, are you really this big of a jerk? Yeah,
there's a chance this guy's not a jerk at all, and she's out of her mind.
Yeah,
that's probably what's going on.
I hear you, but what if this guy's a jerk, though? Huh?
You know, what are you going to do? Object. That's what I say.
I think,
keep your mouth shut.
I think so, too. I want to know if anyone's ever... Does anyone we know... Has anyone ever been to a wedding where someone objects?
No, I have never.
Pat?
Not verbally. My own.
Your own?
do what everyone else does and just object behind their back. Just talk trash while they're getting married.
The closest I ever came was Tom and I were sitting in the crowd at a wedding.
Yes.
And they're getting married, and Tom leans over and goes, well, thank God these two people aren't going to be exposed to anybody else.
That's funny.
Yeah. So get them off the market. And it turned out that he was...
They didn't last,
right.
Did they?
No, they didn't last. No. Took a while.
Surprise, surprise.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, these things usually work themselves out.
Sure. Usually a murder-suicide, but still.
No.
You know, sometimes.
Divorce. Everybody needs
quieter,
one.
You know, it's just like,
yeah, get one out of the way.
Well, yeah, if they're at the point of getting married, she's not going to listen anyway, so it's just going to be a scene no matter what.
No.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
Go get drunk the day of. Enjoy some of those tiny little sandwiches they have at the before party. What are those called, the tiny little sandwiches?
Canapes?
Finger sandwiches.
The fingers. Thank you very much. Enjoy some finger sandwiches. Make out with his cousin. Whatever you want to do. Have fun.
There you go.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
All right, what else, Sally?
Dear Allie, I have a guy that doesn't want to date me, but he calls me all the time to hook up. I think that's a good sign, and that he'll come around to eventually liking me.
No,
my friends are saying it's the opposite, and it shows he actually has no respect for me. Which one is it?
Now, wait a second.
Yeah, wear him down with sex.
He might have some respect for you, but he is not interested in dating you.
No, he's not.
And we're not laughing at you. It's just... Everyone is aware of... Everyone has either been in the situation or knows somebody who has.
Yeah.
So if you're fine with just hookups, cool. If you really want to date him, it's not... I don't think it's going to happen. You're already training him that he can just get away with having sex and not dating you.
Which is fun for a little bit.
Sure.
If that's what you're looking for, that'd be great.
But if you're looking for more, you need to put... It's not going to happen. Put an end to the sex.
Yeah.
And then it might happen. That could be the way it happens. But by continuing to hook up, it's not going to happen.
That would be terrible, though. If the guy went, okay, I'll date you just because he wanted to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
It might not be that. It might just be, I don't want you to leave. Don't you think?
No. Yeah,
again, though, you don't want to be. You don't get in a relationship with somebody because you don't want them to leave.
No.
Yeah.
He'll find somebody else to hook up with.
No. You get into a relationship with somebody because you want them to be with you.
Wait. Hold on. Time out.
Well, what's the difference between wanting them to be with you and not leaving?
Yeah.
Well, that's like a. I don't want anyone else to have that.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Okay.
So I'm gonna hold on to it, even though I don't really like them.
Yeah. You always want what you can't have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
That's an old saying. I don't know.
What you got? What else you got?
Dear Allie, I met a super hot girl online and we have gone to dinner twice. Second date we kissed. She is now telling me she needs money all the time. And at first it was just a little.
Yeah.
Become progressively more. Now, I would not mind helping her out if we were actually being intimate. But right now, I feel like I need to put it to a stop or steer her in that direction. What should I do?
Pat, you want to take this one?
No comment.
Are you willing to fork over some? Are you willing to be a sugar daddy?
Mm-hmm. Who if you asks are, for money? I've never done that in my
life.
There
are thousands of men that are happy
after
to
second
be
date. Right.
In this kind of relationship.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
There's something. There's an erotic component to it.
It can be.
Of giving money. Yeah.
You got a good job, a little bit of cash, and a guts.
Where are those guys?
They're all around. I'm telling you. A bunch of my pals in Chicago that are girls, they have like sugar daddies that are 45, 50, and they go to these dates to like
hotels
and
stuff. Well, yeah, you're talking about 22-year-olds dating old guys. Right. Yeah, that's a whole different
I think you have every right to go.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm okay with paying some of your stuff, but you're going to have to start putting
But we're going to be in a relationship.
Or going... Yeah.
This is a business transaction.
He has to turn her out.
Well, no, I mean...
No, for himself, not for other people.
I mean, if you're in a relationship, sure, if this is a long-term thing, but just to give some girl money?
Yeah, knock it off. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want to.
Did you use the term, you're going to have to start putting out?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a situation for me, but for this guy, that's what he wants.
Right. Yeah.
What if he doesn't even want the action? She's just really good at smooching him.
He said he does.
Okay, he wants.
Was not.
She's super hot, remember?
Mm-hmm.
What if she says, well, if you give me money, I'll eventually sleep with you. But if you don't, it's never going to happen.
Well, then
no.
Then I would go, no.
Make it
I need a little taste right now.
Yeah, make it transactional.
Yeah, when you lease a car, you pay him a little bit every month, but you still got to drive the car.
Well, that's the thing. She can be a whore without actually being one. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Why aren't all women doing this?
We do. It's just that we do it for a certain amount of time. I thought we were talking about being a whore.
I mean, why aren't all women kind of extorting men?
That's not what I meant at all.
You can do it.
At all.
No.
Men will pay.
No.
Will pay. You're leaving money on the counter.
All right.
I guess that's why OnlyFans is so popular.
That's true.
Yeah.
And seeking arrangements. There's a lot of stuff, where people are doing that. It's become fairly normal, I think.
I forgot about seeking arrangements. I had a buddy who swore by that.
Are you serious?
So
you
loved it.
So what's the premise? You post what you want and see
if a girl would be like, hey, I'm looking for somebody to pay for my car and half my rent. And, we can hook up every now and again.
I know people that do it that don't even hook up. That people just pay for their expenses.
Right.
Just to have a hot young girl to take to dinner every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. Some guys just want that.
Some of the older guys.
Oh, so this girl should join that site.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's what she's looking for.
Maybe she has and we don't know about it.
Yeah, get rid of this whiner.
This whiner?
He's whining about it.
Yeah, sir. Stop paying her or,
Yeah, or get some.
Yeah.
Put out, right?
That's right, ladies. Put out.
Okay.
For meals, whatever.
Oh, boy.
Allie, do you have another one?
Dear Allie, I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years and I love her to death. She is very religious and I'm not.
Oh.
She will not move in with me before marriage and I want to get married. So I'll either have to become religious and start going to church or break up with her. I suppose I can fake it and just go through the motions, but are there any other options you guys can think of?
Yes, you don't have to go to church when she does.
Yeah.
Why is there...
If you want to get married and don't go to church.
Is she telling you you're going to have to become religious and go to church?
That's what it sounds like, I think.
Sounds like to me she won't get she won't live with him before marriage, which is cool. I get that. But there's no reason why you can't. I mean, even if you have to go through because some religions make you, go through some
convert.
Well, not even convert, but
pre-marriage counseling.
Yeah, and you have to take some classes, do all that.
Right,
it doesn't mean you have to become a member of her church.
No, you're going to lie. You can say, yeah, I'm very active in the church. Mm-hmm. How about putting out? You know, stuff.
But if she's real religious...
maybe she's not for you.
Yeah, because a lot of people that are really religious like to be with people that are really religious. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
They sit around and
like attracts like in this situation.
They sit around and talk about Jesus, whoever.
Well, I mean, they get involved in church. There's a lot of stuff going on in the church. Yeah. It's really fun.
Bingo party.
Oh, a church will have a fish fry.
Oh, yeah.
Sticking around for Friday nights in summer.
Man, there's a church right across the street from me. Tomorrow, they're having a big barbecue. I'm excited.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been there before?
I'm going to turn that thing into a super spreader.
You don't have to belong there to go to their food thing.
Right.
You don't mind if I take my mask off.
Josh just walks up the church steps, and then one of the oil things falls over and everything lights on fire.
Yeah, heathen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a conversation they need to sit down and talk about.
Yeah, what are you talking to us for?
I respect the fact that you don't want to live with me before marriage. I really want to marry you, but I will not become very active in your church or something. I don't know.
Yeah, are these people,
I bet it's one of those things. She wants her kids to be brought up with the religion.
But that's fine.
So she'll want him to be.
But I know lots of people who it's just the mom or just the dad that takes the kids to church and no one doesn't participate.
Yeah. I would love that arrangement.
Remember when Homer Simpson, the best day of his life was when he didn't go to church on Sunday?
Yeah.
And everything was happening for him. His favorite football team won. And
that's so good. Yeah, they're gone. I get to watch football. They still get to go into heaven. I like that.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love going to, you eat donuts after church.
Sure you do. Donuts and coffee.
Yeah.
9 o'clock mass. Go. All right. Next.
One more.
Dear Allie, I have been dating a guy for over a year and we've never talked about being exclusive, but we talk every day and we see each other 4 or 5 times a week. So I just figured it didn't need to be said.
Right.
My friend saw him kissing a girl at a party last week. And when I flipped out, he said, we never said we were exclusive. I'm 42. Do I really need to have the going steady talk still with my boyfriend?
No,
apparently.
It sounds to me like you're dating a boy and not a man.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh,
Can I tell you something? I am totally on this guy's side.
Oh, dude. No. I mean, it's a total guy loophole.
You're 29.
Have the conversation.
4 days a week and you talk every day.
For a year?
No.
Willie, part of me is on his side, too.
You're spending a lot of time together. Have the damn conversation.
You know what? Actually, at your age, I would have been 100% on his side.
Yeah.
But now I'm like 30% on his side. There's a little part of me that's like, you have to have the talk.
So that's the thing. It's not if you're not exclusive, then you have to reiterate that. At our age, you have to revisit and say, hey, we're still not exclusive, right?
Right, exactly.
I think that's what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not will you be my boyfriend?
He knows. Yeah. He knows.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He's a jerk.
That's the thing. Yep. He knows exactly what he's doing.
He doesn't want to have that conversation because he knows
he can't kiss other girls.
A loophole.
Yes, and she knows. Yes. He knows she wants that.
Bang his best friend.
Yes.
There you go.
Like we weren't exclusive.
Sleep with his dad.
Yeah. It's time to get it's time to get real inclusive.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.